We began discussing last time that there are 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Samach Dalet Sif Beis, as to whether there's a requirement of Delasas Neulos for a Rishus Rabbim, or is it sufficient to have Delasas She'ena Neulos. And the Mishnah Berurah explained that the second day may be that of the Rambam, the Yesh Omrim, that all you need is Ruyos Lina, but you don't need Neulos Mamish, and that may be a requirement only midrabbanan, meaning to say, the Be'er Halacha kind of says this in the tiny piece here, Behuchin and Elis, the Magna Mishnah has this, that if you assume Asir Rabba Mevali Mechista, then the requirement for Delasas would be Minat Torah. If you assume Lo Asir Rabba, there may still be a requirement of Delasas midrabbanan, but those Delasas would not have to necessarily be Nin Olas Balayla. So if you require Delasas Nin Olas Balayla, like the first day in Shulchan Aruch, how frequently do these doors need to be locked? Rashi, Vav Amud Aleph, in Ervin, Dibur Masel Yerushalayim, and that statement of Yerushalayim El Malay Del Saseh Nin Olas Balayla, Rashi writes, El Malay Shenolin Del Saseha B'chol Layla. If not for the fact that the doors were locked every night, you would have been chayim b'shem Rishus HaRabim. Rashi seems pretty explicit that in Olos Balayla requires that they be locked on a nightly basis. So says the Bach here in Shin Samach Dalet. The Bach attributes this position to the Rush as well, that you require Delasas that are mamish locked every night. Tiferes Moshe points out, Perek Mem Dalid, page Resh Pei. If you look at the Rush doesn't quite say that. The Rush just quotes Nin Olos Balayla, but the Rush doesn't say like Rashi does that you need Dafka Nin Olos B'chol Laila. Doesn't say explicitly that you require the doors to be locked every night. He points out, the Bach must have understood that that's Pashut. If you require Delasas Nin Olos Balayla, then it would have to be locked B'chol Layla, which Rashi writes explicitly, and the Bach thinks that the Rush must mean that also, because what's the significance of Nin Olos Balayla if it's only on some nights? It has to be locked on every night. So Paschus the Aruch HaShulchan here, Sifkat Nin Aleph, that Delasas Nin Olos Balayla means Delasas Nin Olos on a nightly basis. Okay, we'll come back in a few minutes to see Achronim that may argue on this. Now the second day in Shulchan Aruch, the Yesh Omrim, that does not require Nin Olos, it's sufficient to be Ruyos Linael. And the Mishnah Berurah says that Das HaRambam. So whether it's Das HaRambam depends on how we resolve the Stiras HaRambam that we discussed last time. So the Rashba, the Rashba has distinguished between Mevoos HaMefulash L'Rishus HaRabim and L'Rishus HaRabim Mamish. The Rashba understood within the Rambam that the way to resolve the different Rambams, Yud Zayin Yud versus Yud Dalet Aleph and Erev and Aleph Aleph, where the Rambam in some places says Ruyos Linol, in some places says Nin Olos, the way to resolve that is to distinguish between Mevoos HaMefulash L'Rishus HaRabim and L'Rishus HaRabim Mamish. That in a Rishus HaRabim Mamish, you require Delasas Nin Olos Balayla. In a Mavli HaMefulash of Rishus HaRabim, it would be sufficient if it's Ruyos Linael. So that's not the Yesh Omrim here in Shulchan Aruch. The Yesh Omrim doesn't distinguish. The Yesh Omrim requires the Yajarim doesn't distinguish. The Magen Mishnah understood in the Rambam that lahalacha, all you require is ruyos linal across the board. Even by Rishas Arabim, all you need is ruyos linal, and that's what's reflected in the second day in Shulchan Aruch. That's also the position of the Ravan. The Ravan, the end of Siman Shin Mem Tes, the Ravan Siman Shin Mem Tes, at the base of Frying Question is Jewus, that if it's ruyos linal, that is sufficient, that's considered like Ne'ulos, according to the Rambam, across the board. Okay, that's the Ravan. The Ravan says that Ruyas Linal is sufficient. And the Avnei Nezer points out that could be that sounds like Tosos also. Avnei Nezer in Simon Reish Ayin Tes Os Beis. Avnei Nezer Reish Ayin Tes Os Beis points out Tosos im Sachim. Samach Vav Amin Aleph Dibra Maskel Tochev. Samach Vav Amin Aleph Dibra Maskel Tochev im Sachim. That's the sugya that discusses Akravas Karim Pesach and Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos. So there, in the discussion of how do you transport a knife that you forgot to bring to the Harbayis before Shabbos, on Shabbos, so you put it in the sheep, and the sheep walks with it. Right, in the case where you forgot to prepare the sheep before Shabbos, you forgot to make the preparations before Shabbos, and you face a Hotzah issue, how do you get the materials to the Harbayis on Shabbos? So within that line that you're tochev the knife into the sheep and have the sheep walk to the harabayis, Tosfos there writes that the delasos of Yerushalayim were ruyos linal. And he wasn't just a rabbi mamish because the delasos were ruyos linal. So it sounds like you don't need the olas mamish. Ruyos linal is sufficient. Okay, so again, within this second position in Shulchan Aruch, whether it's fully the Rambam, Machlokas among the Mefarshei Rambam, or how the Rishonim just said the Rambam, whether the Rambam distinguishes between Mevos HaMefulash and Rishis HaRabim, Rishis HaRabim Amish, but it is the position of the Ravan and the position of Tosfos and Plachim that Ruyos Linal is sufficient. Why should that be? Yeah. Yes. Tosfos and Plachim Samach Vav Amud Aleph Dibra Maskel Tochev. Samach Vav Amud Aleph Dibra Maskel Tochev. So why should that be? What's the significance of Ruyas Linal? Why should that be enough? Writes the Meiri, Erevin Vav Amud Aleph Dibra Maskel Lukvar Beyarnu. The Meiri in the base of the Chira. Erevin Vav Amud Aleph Dibra Maskel Lukvar Beyarnu. The Od Kosvu Shedulasas elu lo sheyun in alos dafka. They don't have to dafka be locked. Ela ruuyas linael. Shekol sheruuyas linael. Rabim sivurim shehein in alos. Vein bokenba. So if they are lockable, if they're ruuyas to be locked, then people will see them and assume that they are locked and not walk through. If they look like they could be locked, even if they're not locked, that will prevent people from walking through. So that sounds like the position of Rashi, Irvin Kufalos, that we mentioned last time, that the reason for what Tlusus accomplishes is to make the area not fully accessible to the rabbin, right? Then we did Digli Midbar, like the Rashba, the Avodas HaKodesh, that Tlusus serve the function of preventing access at some point, and if you prevent access at some point, then it's no longer Dumi the Digle Midbar and not a Rishis HaRabim the Araisa. Right? So this explanation of the Meiri, that the Losses are Ruyas Linal, is sufficient because people will think that it's locked and not walk through, that fits with the Rashi Rashba approach to what the Losses accomplish.
Well, that's against the Rambam.
That's against the explanation that
the Rambam says it's in the dust. Implies they're open.
I'm sorry?
It says that in the dust, which implies they can be open. And then that's obviously not locked.
That's
if you're in the dust, you can just move them around so they can be locked, which implies they can be open.
I don't follow again.
The Rambam says if they're in the dark,
right,
then you need to loosen them so they
right
can be locked.
Right.
That implies if they're not in the dark, they're just open, that's fine.
If they're not,
they can just be open.
No, that case means that it has to be, I thought you were saying something else. It has to be ruiously null. But if it's submerged in the dust, it's not even, that's not called ruiously null.
According to the Meiri, they'd be closed, wouldn't they?
According to the Meiri,
if they're open, obviously, they're
not. Well, first of all, the case of Mishikos B'Ofer doesn't mean that they're open, it just means that they're covered in dust.
What does that mean? The locks are covered in dust?
The doors are covered in dust. There's a door, but the door is submerged, Mishukah's buffer, it's submerged in dust, so you can't see it.
I thought the door was submerged into the dust, and then it can't be closed. How would the door being in dust mean you can lock it? Why wouldn't you read the other one? Let me accept for this.
If it's submerged in dust, so then you can't move it. It's all, it's not accessible.
The lock's submerged in dust?
I thought the door is submerged in dust.
What does that
dust
do with locking it?
Who says you need, well, first of all,
it's closed.
First of all, does an alus mean locked, or does an alus mean closed?
If it means
that's parenthetical, but I'm sorry?
If it means closed, then it makes no sense. If it's closed, it's closed. If it's not, you said that people think it's locked, so it's obviously talking about.
Right, so for the Meiri, that's correct. Is that necessarily true according to everyone? Does it mean locked mamish? Or mean, like, for example, I mentioned last time that there's this chibur of the Ritziner called the Dlasa Shar Ha'ir. So in the Kuntris Dlasa Shar Ha'ir on page 19, he says he thinks that the pashtus is the reason for Dlasas is not like we quoted from Rashi, that it prevents people from walking through, because he says Mistimas Haposkim they don't have to actually be locked with a bar or with a key. What does the Rashba mean that it prevents access? It sounds like he assumes that it's sufficient to be closed and doesn't actually have to be locked. But if it's closed, that blocks access. That could even, Iri doesn't sound like that with the lashon of but he seems to be assuming, he doesn't develop what we've shown him, but he seems to be assuming that if it's closed, that's sufficient even for the Rashba to block access. That's how the Imam is locked, but as you could say, the Sfar of the Meiri, even if it's not Meduyak Vilshono, but the same Svar could apply to closing even if it's not locked. I mean, if the doors are closed, then people are going to see the doors are closed and assume that they're locked, or assume that it's inaccessible. No, but that's not right. It's not going to be true. That's not going to be true. The Riri. The Riri is distinguishing between Nanalas, which sounds like it means locked, and Uriyasana, where they're not locked but they're closed, and people won't access it. But the Rizina seems to be assuming that even Nanalas doesn't necessarily mean locked mamish with a key. But Bidazamei Nafsor Lididan, the. Again, the Meiri is saying that if, as long as it's closed, even if it's not locked, people are going to think that it's inaccessible. They're not going to walk through. So that works with the Svara that the Lassos block the area and prevent access. But if you go, like what we saw in the Ritva and Tosfos, that the Lassos are Mishum Mechitza, then what difference does it make if it's ruyously null, if, bottom line, it's not functioning as a mechitza?
The related question would be about why does it not need it in the daytime, right?
Ah, so hagoop, exactly. So that's what the Deferes Yaakov points out. Whatever you're going to say, that's what we tried to explain last time, whatever you're going to say to explain how it could function as a mechitza even for the daytime, if it's not locked for the daytime, so whatever you say to explain that, you'll have to say to explain this. Meaning, how you have ruiously null, you're going to have to give some teres to explain that even though it's open in the daytime, it still functions as a mechitza because it's closed at night. So whatever teres you give for that, you'll give to explain how ruiously null is sufficient even at night. That makes it considered or the equivalent of nunalis. The Rizina has another observation on page Os Tesvav. He thinks that if it's midin mechitza, as we said in Tosus and the Ritva, if a delus functions midin mechitza, so it should require all the lachos of mechitza. Meaning it would have to be within lavud of the ground, it would have to be 10 tvachim tall. Just like we have by lachi, lachi misha mechitza, if lachi is misha mechitza, lahalacha lachi also has to be within lavud of the ground, and 10 tvachim tall. So a delus that's suspended more than 3 tvachim off the ground could not function as a delus for the purpose of being matrit tiltal in Erishas Harabim if it doesn't have the details, the characteristics of a mechitza. Okay. So going back to the first day again, the requirement of those who show in the first day of Shulchan Aruch that you need an alas balayla. So we began by quoting Rashi and the Bach Duat and the Rush that you require ne'ila b'chol layla. There is a suggestion that the Avnei Nezer has, we quote some others, and he discusses it. Avnei Nezer in Simen Reish Samaches Os Hei. Simen Reish Samaches Os Hei. Looks like the clock is wrong again after being accurate for a number of weeks in a row.
Okay, time change. And the clock's
it's not even not an hour. It's like 25 minutes. Maybe they started changing the clock and stopped in the middle. But anyway. The Avnei, although it's a few hours off. Anyway. The Avnei Nezer, Semen Reis Samaches, Osei, quotes the suggestion that it would be sufficient to close the Dlosos, even if you need Dlosos Neulos, or Ninalos, it's sufficient to close them on an occasional basis. He says this discussion relates to a question by the Na'al for Chalitza. The din is that the shoe, the Chalitza shoe, needs to be usable as a shoe. If you have a Na'al that isn't Asli La'aloch Bo, that's Pasal Chalitza. Yuvamas Kuftali Manal. You have to have a shoe that is usable as a shoe, functional as a shoe. If it's not usable to walk with, then you can't use it just for chalitza. So the Gemara there is bothered Well, what about the Na'al de Beidina, the official Beis Din Chalitza shoe? No one ever wears the official Beis Din Chalitza shoe. It's only used for Chalitzas. So how is that a Na'al Sha'asui L'Halachbo? The Gemara says, even though it's not usually used for walking, but Imaski Veshlucha de Beidina Mikapitalei Dayana. If the Shliach Bezdin decides one day that he wants to wear the Chalitza shoe for a little bit, the Dayanim aren't going to be makter. So even though it's not typically used, but it's usable, and if someone wanted to use it, that would be sufficient. So that becomes a Na'al Ha'asui Lalachba. So the Abdi Nezer says that was true B'yamim Kaimonim, because in the times of the Gemara, a Chalitza shoe didn't look much different than a shoe that anyone else would wear for functional purposes. But nowadays, no one would ever be caught dead wearing a Chalitza shoe any other time than a Chalitza. So how can you argue nowadays, even the Shliach Beis Din would never want to go for a walk and wear the Chalitza shoe outside to go buy his groceries? So what is the basis for allowing use of our Chalitza shoes as a Na'al Sha'asui Lalachbo? So that means it has to be the fact that the Yavam walks Arba Amos with the Chalitza shoe before you start doing the Chalitza, so that's enough to render it Asui Lalachbo. The fact that it's used at any time to walk is enough. So the Amnei Nezer says, maybe that's true over here. That's parallel to Ra'oi Dlasos. That's parallel to our consideration of Dlasos. I'm sorry, so I misspoke when I began this, my citation of Amnei Nezer. Amnei Nezer is saying, within the daya that you need within the daya, I'm sorry, misspoke. Within the daya that you need delusas aruyas linael, so it still has to be that you lock it at some point, because just like by the chalitza shoe, it has to be roy to use as a chalitza shoe, so you have to wear it at least once. If someone has to wear it at least once, here too delusas aruyas linael, you have to actually lock it at some point. So if you're never going to lock the door, then you can't call that Ruyus Linal. Even if theoretically it's lockable, but if you're never ever going to lock it, you can't call that Ruyus Linal, just like you couldn't call the Chalitza Ra'oi Lalachbo if no one ever walks with it. But as long as, Abdi Nezer says, as long as you're going to close it at some point, then just as you're mafshir the Chalitza shoe on the basis of an occasional or one-time usage, then we'd be matir the delasos as Ruyus Linael on the basis of the one-time usage. Now, how often is that one time? One time in your life, one time in a year, in a month, so the Abnei Nezer elsewhere, in Simon Reish Ayin Tes Ozvav, that was Reish Samaches Ozhei, this is Reish Ayin Tes Ozvav, so the Abnei Nezer suggests that if you have delasos, then it should be closed once a week or at least once a month. So even if you're going with Ruyas Linael, it still has to be closed at some point, and the recommendation is once a week or once a month. Even for a few minutes.
For a few minutes would be okay.
He says, Afim yaskir alzman karser ma'od sagi. And he says, you don't have to close them all at once, meaning if you have delusos and various entrances to the city, it's sufficient to close them at different times. You could close one of them on one day and the other one on a different day for a couple of minutes, and that would be sufficient. So reasonably, no, Abnei Nezer says, you have to close it at some point, but it doesn't have to be long, and you don't require that all the delusos be closed at the same time. Then the Abnei Nezer in Simin Reish Ayin Vav Osvav, Simin Reish Ayin Vav Osvav, raises the following question. What if you're in a town, you have delusos, but you're in a town where the government doesn't allow you to close them? If you want to, you're going to close off the entrance to the city, what gives you the right to do that? The government says no. So is that, can you still argue that's Ruyas Linael if the government, the city, is preventing you from actually closing the doors? So he has three reasons to be matir, to be mako in that situation. Number one, he says the fact that the doors are lockable, but there's an external factor that's preventing you from locking them, that's like Ar Yehuda Revealei. That's, they're fundamentally lockable. It's just that there's some outside element that's preventing you from locking them. And that's not Mevato, the Torah Stelis. And then he says, number two, it really is Royally Nile. You can't lock it, but the government can lock it. If the mayor came and decided, the police came and they decided they want to lock it, then they could. And number three, even if you're not allowed to lock it, you can lock it for a minute when no one's looking. They won't yet let you lock it all night, but if you go for a minute when no one's looking and lock it for a moment, no one's going to be mocked. And then that's sufficient for Ruyas Linael purposes. And Yeshua Kunder didn't like that. Yeshua's Malka Simon Kaf Dalid. He thinks that if you're not allowed to lock it, then you're stuck.
Why would it be relevant?
I'm sorry?
Why would it be relevant if you can lock it?
When
you just lock it when no one's looking, why would that not be?
Why would the Yeshua's Malka argue with that?
Yeah.
I don't remember if he addresses that point specifically. Could be he'd agree, I have to look again, could be he'd agree, if Lamaisa, you could lock it for some time, then maybe that would be sufficient. And I have to take a look again, Sibin Kaftal in the Shias Malka. The other question discussed by, yeah?
I mean, I guess just the question sort of is this an Ein Chazara of the first Avinezer? I mean, he says you have to, obviously, no, it means it happens occasionally. I'm saying, you're not actually going to end up doing it unless you go with just the third svar or the other two. Meaning, why should I need to do it before all if when the government does it, it's still okay? I guess it's part of the question. When the government
right.
stops me, you know, so shouldn't that show me that I don't need to do it before all?
Right, so it does sound like he still is requiring that since you could do it for a short amount of time, then you should.
Okay.
If that wasn't, it sounds like he's putting these three reasons together and relying on all of them together, not each one independently.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put all the avnei together, he still would require, meaning if it would be impossible, and they have police stationed there 24 hours a day, it would be impossible to ever close it even for a moment, then maybe he'd be mad.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I mean, the Delossos that we have over here, the Amsterdam Avenue Delossos. Are you familiar with the Amsterdam Avenue Delossos?
I'm not. I don't know specifically Amsterdam Avenue. I heard about the ones that used to be on the west side. I met the guy who used to do the ones in Central Park.
Who was that?
Dobbins at Lincoln Square. Mark Huss is his name. He used to go with Rabbi Riskin and do it in the old days.
They didn't have Delossos in the old days.
Or whenever they had them for Tzkufa. He told me they used to go.
Well, recently.
Or no, sorry, maybe not with Rabbi. Who did he say went with? Whatever.
No, Machola Ra put up the Erev on the west side and 20 years ago or less, they had lost us. I thought some of those are still there.
Some are still there. I heard some are not.
When they built an Erev here on Amsterdam Avenue, so they wanted, this is after Byron Soldier passed away, so they wanted that all the Rosh Yeshivas should sign on to the Erev here to endorse the Erev. So Rabbi Tanler's condition for signing on to the Erev was to put up Lossos, because he held like a share that Minhanzer is just around, the only way to be mad to be Aydei Glossos. So Machon Ra had put together, they use on the west side, this, if you go to the corner of Amsterdam and 182nd, you can see one of them is still there. It's kind of like a metal cylinder that has a paper, I'm not sure exactly what material, Deles furled up on the inside that could be opened up and moved across the street. So I believe that at least on one occasion after both of the losses were, like there were two on Amsterdam 182nd and two on the other side of the area of Amsterdam, and those were stolen in relatively short order, and no one really cared to replace them because according to everyone else here, there's no need. And it's also questionable whether those losses, what the losses accomplished to begin with, because then always they definitely weren't the ruiously null, let's say. So I believe on one occasion they probably did unfurl them, but they weren't around for that long.
But the other, there is still one left, you said.
There is still one left. It's on the corner of Amsterdam 182nd on this side of the street. So if you know what you're looking for, or if you don't know, if you try to figure out what you're looking for, it's like a metal cylinder that's somewhat tall that is attached to one of the lampposts that you probably wouldn't know what it was if you... According to Ramosha, all the streets in Manhattan that are Tessai Namas would be Rosh Hashanah.
Most streets.
Yes. So how the don't need the losses on every single street? Well, the Arab only covered Amsterdam Avenue, so it's on.
And along the land.
I'm sorry?
And along the land. That's not a problem.
And along the land.
You don't need every single corner.
The Arab only covered Amsterdam Avenue up to Laurel Hill Terrace. It didn't cover other streets.
I'm saying in between the streets that go off of it.
The streets that go off of it, no, so you need the losses. So you have, you don't need the losses on all four corners. You need Delosos where you have the... You know, it's like Shnei Batim and Shnei Tzidur Shesarabim, so you have... Amsterdam Avenue is the main Rosh Hashanah, so you'd have Delosos on either side. And the cross streets that are crossed over by the Tzuras HaPesach on either side of Amsterdam...
It's an intersection. It's not really a side street. They're big enough. Why does it help? You saying just that the main thoroughfare has a Delis.
Yeah.
But does this get back to about how many Delis you need? Meaning, one Delis, two Delis.
But that's on either. That's on either side. Meaning the four cases. You have two mechitzos. You have Shnei Batim, Shnei Tzidur, which is around. So you have two mechitzos, and then you have two sides that are open. So it's like a Mavoi Mefulash.
As he's saying, but here, where there's anyways these intersections, so what becomes the din then?
Shnei Batim, but do you say this is Shnei Batim because you have open streets?
No,
Shnei
Batim,
we
say
Shnei Batim
is a good.
When?
We say Kohen Zuchom is not good.
That's only because, no, then you need the Losos so you don't have Shnei Dal Mechisos, but the Batim themselves are Mechisos. So it's the two sides that are open that need the Tikkun.
Okay.
That's what you say, Yasser Rabbim. But here you're saying the side streets should also need a tikkun. If those are in the, if ever it's just, Right, like your Shalayim and Malad also send an Olaf Balayla, so you need a Delosos, if there are openings on all four sides, you need Delosos on all four sides. So why we need a Delos on the cross streets? Not sure, have to think that through. Okay, the other issue that I'm going to discuss here is when you have a Delos, does a Delos also have to have a Tzuas HaPesach? Can you just have a standalone door without a door frame? Or is it self-understood that a door means a door of the door frame? The Chazon Ish in Siman Yudalet Os Aleph writes that there are places, there are municipalities, where the local authorities didn't allow people to put up Tzuas HaPesachs, and they only used a Delos instead. Meaning even there are two, this is relevant in two situations. Number one, if you have Rishus HaRabim where you need a Delos, is it sufficient to have a Delos as a standalone door that has a Tzuas HaPesach, or do you need a Tzuas HaPesach? And if a Delos doesn't need a Tzuas HaPesach because the Delos somehow is superior to Tzuas HaPesach, then even in a case where you don't need a Delos, a Delos should be no worse than a Tzuas HaPesach. So if you're in a place where you have a bona fide Carmelis, where you want to be matir tiltal by making a Tzuas HaPesach Erev, and there are legal impediments to putting up a Tzuas HaPesach, but you could put up a Delos without a Tzuas HaPesach, can you then put up a Delos, even if the Delos is open? As long as it's going to be closed, let's say, on an occasional basis. So the Chazon Ish assumes that if you have a Delos that's closed, so then that's fine. But if you have a Delos that's open, without a Tzuas HaPesach, you can't consider that a Mechitza. An open door without a Tzuas HaPesach does not have the din of a Mechitza. And don't tell me the following. Don't tell me that since a Delos is superior to Tzuas HaPesach, right? Tzuas HaPesach can't be matir Rishus HaRabim, but a Delos can. So don't tell me, Delos is superior to Tzuas HaPesach. So wherever a Tzuas HaPesach works, a Delos would work, and a Delos doesn't need a Tzuas HaPesach. So he says that can't be for the following reason. The Gemara in Menachos and Daf Lamed Gimel talks about Piskei Shammai that are pater min mezuzah. Piskei Shammai are pater min mezuzah. What are Piskei Shammai? What are these Piskei Shammai that are Pater Min Ha Mezuzah? Where it says, the Leslu Shekvi Otikra. Right? It doesn't have, either doesn't have the lentil, doesn't have a doorpost. Right? There's something missing in the door frame. So Piskei Shammai, if I have a door frame that's incomplete, it's Pater Min Ha Mezuzah. So what does this door frame, this Piskei Shammai, look like? So, at least according to the Rambam holds that the only chi of mezuzah that exists is where you have the door. Then obviously according to the Rambam, Piskei Shammai has to have a door. Because if there's no door, then there's nothing to talk about. It's part of a mezuzah because there's no door. So if you're talking about a chi of mezuzah, obviously there's a door. And it's a door that's surrounded by a deficient door frame. So what do you see? That a door with a deficient door frame is not a door. Pater min mezuzah because it's not a door. Even though there's a door, but if the door frame is deficient, that's not halachically a door. And you see from the sugyas in Eiruvin Yud Aleph and Yuma Yud Aleph that the definition of door, the definition of door for Hilchos Mezuzah, the definition of door for Erevin, should be the same. So therefore, the Chazon Ish argues that wherever you need a Deles, a standalone Deles that's open doesn't work without a Tzuris HaPesach. And where you need a Tzuris HaPesach, a Deles won't help you. So if you have Rishus HaRabim and needs a Deles, the Deles has to have a Tzuris HaPesach. Unless it's going to be Mamish locked or Mamish closed the whole time. And if you have an area that could be Nitro Adei Tzuris HaPesach, a Deles without a Tzuris HaPesach cannot take the place of a Tzuris HaPesach.
So the Amsterdam Deles would not qualify.
According to this, the Amsterdam Deles would not qualify because it doesn't have a Tzuris HaPesach. Correct. Not everyone agrees with the Chazon Ish. There's a Tshuvas Rebbe Kiveger. Tshuvas Rebbe Kiveger Chadasho Simen Vav. And the new fancy version of the Tshuvas Rebbe Kiveger that we have in the Beis Medrash downstairs, it appears in Chelek Dalet Simen Lamed Zayin. So in the old new version, meaning the Tshuvas HaChadoshos, the classic printing, it's Aruch Chaim Simen Vav, and the new version of where they put all the Tshuvas together in new form, it appears in Chelek Dalet Simen Lamed Zayin. The Kiveger thinks that since we see, according to Chananya and Daf Vav and Beis, that for Rishus HaRabim, Tzuris HaPesach doesn't work, and a Deles does work, so you see that a Deles is better than a Tzuris HaPesach. And wherever Tzuris HaPesach works, a Deles works as well. So Paskin Sechasim Sofer, Arachai in the end of Simon Peches, that you could be makel to use a Deles without a Tzuris HaPesach instead of a Tzuris HaPesach. So says the Avnei Nezer, Simon Ayin Reish Beis Os Yud Tes, Simon Ayin Reish Beis Os Yud Tes. This is irrelevant. One of the shuls in Pesach, Pesach has a community Erev. But if you didn't want to rely on the community Erev, so one of the shuls, where did the marker go? One of the shuls has an alleyway adjacent to the shul where they put up the sukkah. And that alleyway is closed on three sides, and it's open to the front. The opening in the front is more than 10 amos wide. Pirtza yeser meyeser. And there's a gate and a fence where the opening of the fence, the gate, is itself more than 10 amos wide. And it's basically never closed. But there is a fence there. So, if you wanted to be Machu Tiltal there without having to construct a Tzuris HaPesach, can you rely on the presence of this Deles as a Tikkun Beruach HaRevius? So, if you assume that every Tzuris HaPesach works, the Deles works as well, even if the Deles is open, like the Chazon Sofer, then you don't have to do anything more to be Machu Tiltal that area. If you assume, like the Chazon Ish, then a Deles alone without a Tzuris HaPesach won't help you. That's a potential Lemaisa kind of application of this machlokas. But this machlokas, achronim, may actually be a machlokas rishonim. The Teferes Yaakov in page Reish Sadi Aleph points out that the Me'iri sounds like Rabbi Kiveger and the Chazon Sofer, that a Deles does not require it to a Pesach. And the Iri writes on Nintesam and Aleph Dibamaskal Kvar Be'arnu, Nintesam and Aleph Dibamaskal Kvar Be'arnu, the Delosos are no worse than a Tzuris HaPesach. So it sounds like a Deles without a Tzuris HaPesach could suffice. And Tosfos Kaf Be'zam and Aleph Dibamaskal Baha, Tosas Kavez of Alath Yibra Maskal Bahar seems to say the opposite, that a Dalas without Usuas HaPasaf does not work. Because Tosas assumes that Yushalayim has Suas HaPasaf in their Dalasas. Why do you need to say that there are Suas HaPasaf in the Dalasas? Because apparently a Dalas won't work without a Suas HaPasaf. Vishlamar Hal Vahidu Shalim Suisa Pesach, the Khashiv Kamachitza, etc. So Tosa sounds like you need to have a Suisa Pesach and a Dallas alone is insufficient. The Ritva also sounds like a Dallas alone does work. The Ritva Kavbez of an Aleph Dibra Maskal Durabanan Adurabanan. Kaf Beis Amid Aleph Dibra Maskel Derabbanan writes as follows: Hilkach Efshar La'arei B'Shes HaRabim Ela K'She'ein Aderech Selu L'Sham L'Rabim. You can only create a Hefter Tilta in Shes HaRabim, excuse me, where the road is not open to the Rabim. V'yesh Lehem Ma'var Acher, and there's another path that the Rabim can access. Ela Shepa'amim Bokim B'Rabim. But sometimes they walk through this path. Ke'ein mevos ha'mefulashim v'shis ha'rabim. De'b'chiha ma'arva b'tzuris ha'pesach mikan v'lechi b'kar mikan. O b'delos mikan achal pi she'ena nin elas. The fact that he contrasts tzuris ha'pesach with delos, you could either use a tzuris ha'pesach or you could use a delos. It sounds like the delos doesn't have to have a tzuris ha'pesach. Rav Shechter assumes that the pashtus is like the Chazon Ish, that you can't have a delos without a Suisa Pesach, and where you need a Suisa Pesach, a delos won't help you. Rav Moshe assumes that way as well, in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Lamites Anaf Gimel, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Lamites Anaf Gimel, that where you need a Suisa Pesach, an open delos won't help if there's no Suisa Pesach. Rabbi Willer thinks, or points out, and this is printed in the Am Mordechai in the Erevin section, Simen Dalet Oth Beis, Simen Dalet Oth Beis, the back of the Am Mordechai and Shabbos in the Erevin section, that he thinks that it's Meduyuk and the Rambam, that there's a difference between Adeles Hanin Elis Balayla and Adeles that's Ruya Linoil. Or Ruya Lino, that a Delas without a Suis HaPesach will work daf if it's in Elas Balayla, if it's actually locked. But if all you need is Ruya's Linoil, then you have to have a Suis HaPesach as well. Because Lashon HaRambam Perek Yizayin Halacha Yud was Osa Delasos Mikan Umikan. You make delosos on either side. Va'acher kach yasa b'neir m'shis ha'yachid. And then va'acher kach yasa b'neir m'shis ha'yachid. Perek Zayin Halacha Yud. Shnei sol m'shis ha'rabim v'yam ovrim b'neir ketzen machshir b'neir. Osa delosos mikan delosos mikan. You make delosos on either side. And then Yasa b'neiem rishus hayachid. What's v'acher kach? What's the then? Should have said you make delosos mikan, delosos mikan, v'hareiz and asa rishus hayachid. Why don't you put a delosos? You made it to rishus hayachid. What's v'acher kach? Acher kach sounds like there's another step. There's something else you have to do. Osa delosos mikan, delosos mikan. Then you should make Rishis HaYachid. So Rabbi Willer thought that the Va'acher Kach, the other step, is making Suis HaPesach. It's not enough to have a Delas, a freestanding Delas. You have to have a Delas that is embedded in a Suis HaPesach. But just one more nekuda. According to the Chachamim, that lo asurabim mevali mechitza, that's where you have shein dalim mechitzas. So pasi biros, you have shein dalim mechitzas, you have your brackets, then we say lo asurabim. But if you don't have shein dalim mechitzas, you have two mechitzas alone, then the Chachamim will say asurabim. So how does Suis HaPesach fit in to shein dalim mechitzas? If you have an area that's surrounded by Suis HaPesach, is that like shein dalim mechitzas? Would you say Asu Rabim according to the Chachamim through Suis HaPesach? The Ritva writes, the Ritva we just quoted on Kaf Beis, Afilu b'Suis HaPesach nami lo chashiva mechitzas ke'ein pasi biros sheyesham beis amos omdin. That Suis HaPesach is not considered a shein dalim mechitzas and could be subject to Asu Rabim.
Well, I guess that's latent in the whole discussion here, the way we're talking about Dallas, and, right? I mean, otherwise, presumably. I mean, I guess we'll, yeah.
Right. The Pribagadim has a safek, Berlach HaKosis in Shin Samach Beis Yod, that is the Suis HaPesach considered Mechitza Min HaTorah to be Mechayiv if you throw into an area that's Mukav Suis HaPesach. So that relates to this question also. If you throw an object into an area surrounded by Suis HaPesach, is that going to be a chiyuv d'oraisa? Have you made that into Rishus Siyafi Gemura Min HaTorah? That's the subject of the Prima Gadim, quoted in the Berlach Hashim Samach Beis Se'ifya. Okay, we'll stop here. And on Monday, maybe we'll make a couple more hours on these sugyas, but we'll start the sugya of Karpef.